Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 13. My name is Pete Castanis. I will be your host for this episode. And right now, this program is brought to you by Kerplunk Toy. It was made from the Ideal Toy Company, and here is a commercial from the late 1960s.
What would you call a game where you have to pull out a stick but not let any marbles fall? The more they're clawed, the more points against you. At first, it's easy not to kerplunk. Then it gets a little harder. And sometimes it's nearly impossible. What would you call it? Kerplunk from Ideal, the good game people.
Okay, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. A lot of people remember that particular toy from the Ideal Toy Company. I remember reading about the company headquarters was in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And I saw some photos online, and they showed the factory, and the original building's still there, I believe. So that was interesting to look at. And I remember I bought this toy. Well, actually, my mother bought it for me. I don't remember if it was Christmas or for birthday. I remember seeing the commercials, and I asked her, can I have it? Can I have it? And she did. She didn't understand what it was about, but she bought the toy, and I was about maybe 7 or 8 years old. I lived in the Roseland neighborhood in the 1970s, and my brothers and I played it, and I remember the commercials. And the original commercial is on YouTube. You can see it there. And it's still made. And let's see, a little history of that. It was had plastic rods called straw, had some straws, and they had marbles. And right now it's manufactured in England, not in the United States. And it was first it was made by Ideal, then I believe Milton Bradley manufactured, and Mattel. And now it's by Hasbro. So there were a lot of toy companies when I was growing up, and now they're not that many. And it was a lot of fun. I loved playing that game. And I remember seeing the commercials on television, mostly on Channel 9 or Channel 32, probably during Bozo Circus, Garfield Goose, Ray Renner. Most likely Bozo Circus has seen it. So they have a few on eBay for sale. I might buy it someday. We'll see. Okay. Today I'll be talking about a few things. Some I posted on my Facebook page at Vanished Chicagoland. And let's see. The first one I want to talk about is Lum's Restaurant. And I recently found a menu from the 60s, and it was unusual because the menu was from a hotel. So maybe the hotel had a Lum's Restaurant in the lobby, because usually the restaurants were on their own. And that was unusual to see. So I'll pull up the menu so you can get an idea of that. Here we go. They had the usual, this was a room service menu, the usual breakfast. Now, the interesting thing about on the menu is the luncheon menu, which is your Lum dog and chili dogs. And I've heard from people that the hot dogs at Lum's were outstanding. They were very good. And they had the, I don't know if that's true. It was beer based, you know, they dunk it in beer. Maybe it's true. I don't know. I never went to the restaurant. I remember seeing the commercials, and there was one commercial I remember with Milton Berle, and he dressed in drag famously. And I think it's on YouTube. And then they have another one featuring Phyllis Diller. So they've been around for quite a while. And let's see. It was founded in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 1966. And no, I'm sorry. It was found in 1956 in Miami Beach. Excuse me. And they expanded it. And I remember a few places in Chicago. I found a picture. There was one in Glenwood, Illinois. There was one in, someone mentioned North and Wells in the Old Town neighborhood in Chicago. And it was a very good place. It's a shame it didn't last very long. The last one that was still open is probably in Bellevue, Nebraska, and it closed about 4 years ago, in 2017. And the ones in Florida, they're gone. And I was looking at something interesting, and they had a photo or appearance of Lum's restaurant in the 2019 movie The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese. I never seen the movie. My brother did, and I asked him, did you see Lum's in that restaurant? And he goes, yeah, but I didn't notice it until you mentioned it to me. So that was quite interesting. It was I wish I went to eat there, but I didn't. So I'm sorry about that. All right. Next thing I will talk about is a popular musical group called the Bay City Rollers. The lead singer, Les McKeon, he passed away on April 20th. He was the lead singer. And when I saw it was kind of a shame. There were five guys, and they were originally from Edinburgh, Scotland. And they were very popular in the UK, but then when they came to the United States, their popularity exploded as well. So I remember the songs on the radio. They used to play them on WLS AM, WCFL. And I posted a WCFL survey on my Facebook page, which was funny. And it was the Bay City Rollers with Larry Lujack, the disc jockey. And that was quite interesting to see. And it was from February 14th, 1975, but actually it was 76. So somebody, when I found the photo, there was a typo. So their songs were very popular. And I'll read a few of them if you remembered. I'll look up at their discography. And let's see what we have. So here we go. So one of the most popular songs is, of course, Saturday Night, Money Honey, and Rock and Roll Love Letter, and the remake song from Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You. And the last top five hit they had was You Made Me Believe in Magic, which I like that song very much. And I remember, growing up in the 70s, the girls were crazy about them. I don't know if they're crazy about their music or the way they look. It could be both. And they were tartan. They always wear tartan because obviously they're from Scotland. And they played concerts in Chicago. They played at the Uptown Theater. There's photos of that. And also at the Erie Crown Theater. And also they performed at Comiskey Park, which is guaranteed field rate park now. And they had quite a lineup with other bands. So I don't know when it was, maybe 76, 77, 78, could be around there. I have to find the ad for that. Anyway, so it's a shame that the lead singer, Les McKeon, passed away. He was 65 years old, and a lot of people were sad by that because their music is timeless, you know. It was really timeless, and I have most of their songs on my Apple Music, still listen to it. And I remember their TV appearances. They performed at midnight at the how's that called? The Midnight Special, and it was on Channel 5, midnight, of course. And there were a lot of great acts there. And a funny thing about it, they had their own TV show in 1978, ran for 1 year on NBC, on WMAQ, Channel 5. And it was called the Croft Superstar Hour, and they featured the, the Captain Cool and the Kongs. I remember them. And they were replaced by the Bay City Rollers. I guess they were just hot. They were very hot. And then, I remember seeing one or two episodes. They're not actors, so you can tell they were wooden, but they did have appeal. And there were segments. There were two segments called Horror Hotel and The Lost Island, and they featured people from the TV shows HR and Puff and Stuff and Lidsville. And the characters from HR and Puff was Richie Poo, Seymour the Spider, Orson the Vulture, Stupid Bat. I remember that show. It was hilarious. I have it on DVD. And you showed one character from Lidsville, which was Hoodoo, the magician. He was played by Charles Nelson Reilly. I have that show on DVD as well. And Witchy Poo and Hoodoo make me laugh. Oh, they were funny. They were insulting to other people, which they made them so charming. And they also had from Sigmund and the Sea Monster. So Sigmund appeared. I remember that. So, like I said, they only ran for a year. I think they broke up in the early 80s, and then, but they played, they reunited and played together. And I read somewhere they performed at PJ Flaherty's on West 95th Street in Evergreen Park. I don't know if anyone would remember that. So I don't know if it was the original members there. Maybe there were, maybe there weren't. I don't know. So I'm sure they drew a crowd like that. So it's a shame that, like I said before, it's a shame the lead singer died. So I love their music. I still do. Okay. Something. Another thing I will talk about is the community discount stores. Now, I posted a photo about a couple of days ago, and it was there was a store that was located about Montrose and Harlem. Now, this is what some people said. It was not there. It was near Lawrence, but this is where Harlem Irving Plaza is located now. So when I found the photo, I guess the person who took the photo and wrote the information that this was located 4401 North Harlem, but in reality it was 4701 North Harlem. So that's kind of a discrepancy. It's a discrepancy, all right. So I tried to look at research on it, and there was an Amy Jo Donuts next door in that photo, and the address for that was 4414, something like that. So there was a community discount store. So maybe it was closed. Maybe they moved, you know, it's possible. A lot of people have said, no, I wasn't there. Yes, it was. So it goes back and forth. I wouldn't know because I didn't live in the area. I'm from the South Side. So the company was founded in 1946, his name was Larry Goodman. And he opened, I think, opened in Chicago, probably in the late 50s, in the 60s. And they were around for a long time until like maybe mid 70s. I remember some of the locations. Some people told me it was on Ashland Avenue, 47th Street, I believe. There was one at East 87th Street. And there was one at 95th and Ridgeland, west of across the street where is now Chicago Ridge Mall. There was a community store there. The next door was called theater called the Studio Theater. There's a picture of that. And right now there is there's a Dunkin' Donuts and there's a vacant store. I think it was a Party Center, Party City store now there. I apologize for the discrepancy of the address. So I don't mean to, I just see what I see. Okay. All right. So another thing I would talk about, I saved this for last, was a photo of a post. It was the Fireball roller coaster that was at Riverview Park. And a lot of people loved that roller coaster. One of their favorites is the Bobs. They love that. That was their favorites, but there were others. So I bought a book about a few months ago. It was called Laugh Your Troubles Away, The Complete History of Riverview Park. And it's a very good book. It's still on sale on Amazon.com. You can order it there. And I've read that book about three or four times. I can't put it down. I still love reading it. And I love I love the history of it. So the information for the Fireball, it was first called the Skyrocket. And that was, it was built in 1921, and in 1930, it was closed in 1935, and the following year it was called the Blue Streak. But the Blue Streak was, it was built first, and then the Bobs took over that, and then the Blue Streak moved over and took over the Skyrocket. And it was there from 1936 to 1958. And then in 1959, they redid it and called it the Fireball. And it was there from 59 until 1967 when Riverview Park closed. So I found a photo of the Fireball for the year in 1967 when it closed. And it looked very spooky. But it was a nice color photo. And what people told me that when they started riding it, they would dip down into a dark tunnel. And it was kind of scary and exciting, you know. And that sounded like a lot of fun. But they loved the Bobs because the Bobs roller coaster was very fast. The Fireball roller coaster was fast, too. So I posted a photo of the owner of one of the owners at Riverview Park. And there was a man, another owner, that he took a test ride on the Fireball. You would see it on when I published the podcast. You would see that. And so it was one of the most memorable roller coasters. Riverview Park, you know, there's limitless topics about that park. I will try to talk about the amusement park in future episodes, maybe the entire episode, or just break it down to roller coasters, other rides. You know, there's so many, I can't think of them, you know. And like, for example, the Jetstream, that was the last one that opened. There was the parachutes. So someday I will talk about Riverview Park. I want to mention today, Six Flags Great America opens. And it was closed last year due to the pandemic. And what I know is from the news reports that you have to make a reservation online. You can't just show up and buy tickets. And you have to wear masks on the grounds. And also, I don't know about the roller coasters. We'll see, or other rides. So when you enter the park, the employees will take your temperature. Or if you're fully vaccinated, maybe you don't need a mask. You could just go ahead or with the person that's with you, which is fine. But I think once you enter the park, you have to wear a mask. So that's great that it's opening. You know, a lot of people are very eager to run. I know one particular person on the news that's excited about it. I won't mention his name, but you will know who he is. And he's a very good friend of mine. So, that was funny. So, I went to Six Flags twice. Once was, it wasn't called Six Flags. It was called Marriott's Great America. And it was in 1980. And I went for a few friends to where I went to high school with. And they asked me to come. And I rode I believe the roller coaster was called the Demon. And I rode that. And, you know, I took my glasses off because I've heard if you wear them, it'll fly off. So I did that. So I couldn't see anything when I'm riding. I mean, it was all big blur, but it was fun. I was nervous. I didn't get sick. And the other time I went to Six Flags was 98 or 99. And I worked at American Express Travel, and they had an outing. So I drove all the way from my house to meet people. And I rode the roller coaster. I can't think of the name. Someone can help me with that. And It was fun. I had my glasses off, so I was scared. And that was the only twice I went to Six Flags Great America. I've been to other amusement parks. I went to Playland, that was located in Justice, Illinois. My church has festivals every year. They have rides, but not roller coasters. But they had Ferris wheel, Tilt-A-Whirl. That's one of my favorites, and I used to love the Tilt-A-Whirl. They don't have the Ferris wheel anymore, so I remember riding that when I was a teenager, and that was at my church. They have the famous Ferris wheel in Navy Pier, and I heard it's Navy Pier will be opening at the end of the month, which is good news for everybody. Okay, so that'll be all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Sorry I was coughing. My throat gets dry when I talk too much, so I'm glad you enjoyed it, like I said before, and hopefully you will tune in to the next episode. Hopefully I will do one tomorrow morning. We'll see. So this is episode 13 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 13, and I am your host, Pete Castanis, and I hope everyone will have a great day. Stay safe. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.